1. The countries on the eastern flank of the alliance are closest to the threat and need the most protection. 2. After the attack, the government decided to ramp up its defense spending. The budget doubled in just 2 years. 3. His speech sounded powerful, but many people felt it was just rhetoric. There were no real plans or actions behind his words. 4. The trucks were supposed to deliver food to the city, but someone decided to divert them to a different location. 5. The factory stopped making cars and started producing armament, weapons and military equipment, for the army. 6. The border area between the two countries has become a flashpoint. Soldiers on both sides are ready to fight at any moment. 7. The two countries signed a bilateral agreement. It only involved them. No other countries were part of it. 8. The transatlantic relationship between Europe and the United States has been important for peace and security since the Second World War. 9. With the situation getting more dangerous, the leaders agreed it was time to step up their efforts and do more. 10. The problem in one country quickly affected others. It showed how interconnected the modern world has become. 11th. There was a serious shortage of medicine in the hospitals. Doctors did not have enough to treat all their patients. 12. To produce enough weapons, a country needs a strong industrial base, factories, workers, and the technology to make things at scale. 13. When the ceasefire ended and no one responded, it seemed to embolden the rebel forces. Their attacks became more frequent and more aggressive. 14. Instead of solving the problem alone, the two countries asked for multilateral support. They wanted many nations to work on it together.